Amazon, that retail giant, is now thinking about moving into the financial sector. It's in talks with big banks like JPMorgan Chase about setting up checking accounts that Amazon could offer its customers. The company hopes that the accounts would appeal to younger customers and folks who don't have their own bank accounts already. Joining me now to talk more about this is Emily Glazer, a reporter who covers banks for The Wall Street Journal. Emily, welcome to On Point.
Thanks, Magna. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So tell me more about this. Is this sort of Amazon dipping a toe into checking accounts, or is this a real plan?
Well, it's a little bit of both. That's a great question. Right now, we know that this is in the early stages. Amazon put out a request for a proposal to put out some sort of checking account hybrid product that Amazon could offer its customers, especially geared toward millennials and those without bank accounts that are commonly known as the un- or underbanked. But it's still in the early stages, and at the end of the day, it still may not come to fruition. So it's one of those situations where time will tell.
Okay, but they would still require the partnership of a major bank like JPMorgan Chase.
Exactly. Amazon's taking a really interesting approach with this, at least checking account proposal and what it's thinking about doing, where it's coming to the table looking for a partner instead of just flat out disrupting an industry, which we've seen so many times from Amazon, commonly now known as the Amazon effect, when it dips its toe or goes fully into an industry and the stocks of other companies in that sector fall. That's not really what's happening here. Amazon is looking to partner with a bank so that it doesn't have to become a bank in order to offer a checking account. And that way, it isn't subject to really stringent regulations that would put certain restrictions on its capital, restrict what kinds of activities it does, and everything else that banks are subject to.
I see. So let the bank bear the regulatory burden here. But, you know, to your point about whenever Amazon makes noises about entering any kind of new market, presidents and CEOs and business owners around the country start having nightmares, right? It keeps them up at night. But if that isn't this, then what is Amazon trying to do here? I mean, I'm seeing some analysis saying that really what it is it's trying to grow its Prime membership market. It's to grow what Amazon already offers by making the financial transactions a bit easier.
That's definitely true. And in our reporting, we found that there are two key reasons why Amazon is considering this. One is to reduce the fees that it pays financial firms, including in some cases credit card processors like Visa and MasterCard. For example, if you're buying something on Amazon and if you were to choose to use this Amazon-branded checking account that we're talking might, you know, open up one day, instead of a credit card, then Amazon doesn't have to pay a fee to that processor. The other reason is that Amazon is in the data business. It collects so much data about consumers who are shopping on Amazon.com, now consumers that are shopping in Whole Foods grocery stores, and all of the other industries that it's getting into. So learning more about customers' financial habits is huge, and that's going to be very valuable to them as well.
I mean, they really are an information company at the end, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm seeing here, though, that there may be some evidence that there's a lot of receptivity to this idea, right? I'm looking at one survey from LendEDU. They released it on Wednesday, I believe a couple days ago, actually, let me get that right, that found that 45% of respondents were actually open to using Amazon as a primary banking account, and almost 50% would use a savings account created by the company. So that gets us back to what you were saying earlier, that perhaps there is an untapped market here with millennials and the so-called unbanked.
Exactly. And we actually saw some other data the other day from a company called Novantas that does research where they found that more than 40% of about 10,000 respondents say they would be likely to open a checking account if offered by Apple, Google, Facebook, or Amazon. So that's just another survey that clearly consumers are open to this idea. I think that a lot of folks don't understand all the complications that would happen behind the scenes. It's not like Amazon can just open a checking account, and that's why it has to partner with a bank in this scenario. So clearly consumers are open to it, and especially millennials who are younger, as we've learned, don't care as much about security and privacy as older generations and are very curious to do more with technology firms and frankly want things that make their life easier.
I mean, I appreciate that, but just wait until your identity gets stolen for the first time, and then at least with financial security, I suppose people might start caring a little bit more. But in terms of the market here, there are other products already that help with sort of financial transactions that I know are really popular amongst millennials and others, you know, Venmo, things like that, like third-party apps that are already helping facilitate or lubricate financial transitions. So if you're, what if you're a JP Morgan Chase or any other major bank, instead of partnering with Amazon, why not just fully more aggressively enter that space on your own?
So they're trying to do all of the above, and that's a great question. In response to Venmo, which banks have quietly said, you know, doesn't have great compliance, they're worried that there could be, you know, some sort of problem, and then they're on the hook on the back end since Venmo connects to a customer's or consumer's bank account at the end of the day. They launched Zelle, which is a partnership of a bunch of the big banks that is aimed to compete with Venmo. You know, we haven't seen it pick up so much just yet, but if you're using any of the big banks, and the next time you go to the ATM or a bank, you'll probably see an ad for Zelle because they're trying to get their customers to move and use their own service. The other thing that both Amazon and banks are doing are, besides peer-to-peer payments like Venmo and this newer kind of service called Zelle, is when you're paying for something at a merchant. And so that's more of what Amazon is, you know, a consumer going to a retailer, say, and not using a credit card or cash. And that's where apps like Amazon Pay have come in, Chase Pay, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay. I mean, the list is endless from technology firms, retailers, and banks, but they're not sticking yet. Customers aren't really using them just yet. They're still going for the credit card, debit card, or cash. So what's happening now is that all these firms, whether tech, retail, or banks, are trying to go at it from any way to figure out what will stick with the consumer so that they can continue to have them as a customer, no matter what it takes.
We've got about 30 seconds to go here, Emily. Just want to circle back to one quick thing. I mean, so maybe Amazon is saying right now that it doesn't want to become a bank or enter the financial industry in that way, but they've disrupted just about every other sector they've entered in. So, I mean, how much can we believe that maybe their longer game isn't to disrupt the financial industry?
I think by doing this, they will disrupt the financial industry. We have to see how it plays out. But going back to that idea of partnership rather than disruptor, if they decide, which it seems to be the case right now, that there's too many regulations to become a bank, then they're forced to use a partner.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than other industries that don't have the same level of regulations that banks do.
Well, that's Emily Glazer, a reporter who covers banks for The Wall Street Journal, talking to us about Amazon thinking about somehow offering checking accounts to its customers. Emily, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Meghna.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Thanks for listening today. This is On Point.